Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Yes, I cannot live no other way. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Praise our Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is learning how to let go. Learning how to let go. And our scripture comes from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verses 12 through 15. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live with me to Morning Motivation at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can hear the recording posted at 8 a.m. Eastern and available all day on my website, feelthefire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or follow the podcast to have the recording link text straight to your cell phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. by texting the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. Again, in your recipient part at the top of your message, you know, at the top of your phone, put phone number 33222. That's all that should be there. Then in your message, just type the letters MM, hit send, and you will receive an automatic confirmation text showing that you are following Morning Motivation. Now, all of this information, upcoming events, everything you need to know about me, and the ability to contact me with your prayer requests and testimonies is available on my website, feelthefire.com, and that's FeelDFIRE.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verses 15 through 18. And I'm reading from the KJV. I'm sorry, 2 Chronicles 20, verses 12 through 15. I apologize. O our God, thy not judge them. For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord, with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Now listen what the Lord says. And he said, hearken, ye all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Let me read that last sentence again. Be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Come on and give the Lord praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud wherever you are. Learning how to let go. Sometimes we hold on to battles, people, and even situations that are not ours to fight or were never meant for us in the first place. We keep fighting for, you know, a husband or a wife, or fighting for a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or fighting for a particular position or promotion, or fighting for someone to love us or like us, or fighting to buy this certain home or car, or fighting to keep the peace among our family members or friends, or, you know, fighting for causes and people where either we're supposed to really let go and relinquish this situation totally to God, or it was never for us to be involved or be there in the first place. Learning how to let go because you realize that the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we are at the biblical record of when multiple mighty armies were coming up against King Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat and his people were afraid because there were multitudes coming up against them. And so they did the only thing that they knew to do, which was begin to cry out to God for help. But in crying out, they were still anxious. They were still fearful, even though they knew who God was, even though they understood the capabilities of God, you see. They had not truly internalized that when God be for you, who can prevail ultimately and continuously against you? So they were crying out to God, "We need your help. We're standing here, Lord, with all of our men, all of our wives, all of our children, and we're saying, do you hear us? Will you help us?" And God, in his infinite power, came down to see about them, because that is what God does for his children. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He always comes to see about us. So seeing that they needed encouragement, the Lord allowed his Spirit to come into the midst of them, because that is what God does. When we call on his name, when we pray, when we fast, when we surrender ourselves to him, God will come in the midst of your situation. God will come in the midst of your home, your children, your marriage. God will come in the midst of your ministry and your church. God will come in the midst of your job, your finances, your health. God will come in the midst of your family and your friends and your situation. Whatever it is, when you begin to seek him, call on him, speak his name, cry out in faith, "I need you," God will come in the midst of you. And when he came in the midst, the first thing he did was to reassure his people. Oh, don't you love this about God? He told them, "Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed, because you see that there is a great attack coming against you, because you see that there are more of them than there are of you, because you see that the cloud and the sound of their noise and of their battle and their fight exceeds what you appear to bring, because I need you to understand that you are not alone. The battle is not yours, it is mine. Just surrender unto me. Submit the situation unto me. Hear me, O children. That battle is not yours. It is God's." Well, who is God? I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The battle is not yours. In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 29, the Bible teaches us to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you comfort. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Come unto whom? Come unto me. Who is me? Jesus. Come here with your burdens. Come here with your labor. Come here with issues and the problems. Bring me the attacks of the enemy. And then it rounds it out in verse 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You got to learn how to let go, because the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. You see, sometimes we get overwhelmed. The situation almost causes us to have a nervous breakdown. It almost causes us to lose our mind. It almost causes us to give up on our faith. But God says, relinquish it unto me today. Relinquish that situation unto me today. How can you relinquish it? Because you are assured that the battle is not yours, but it is mine. Now, understand that for some of us, this will be a process. Depending upon the severity of the situation, depending upon the depth of the offense, depending on the close proximity of the person or the situation, you understand, if your casual acquaintance did something to you, it's much easier to let it go than if it was your husband or your wife. If, you know, a friend did something, it's much easier to let it go if it was your children or your parents or your siblings. But we still have to learn that the battle is not ours to fight. Now understand, that this does not mean that you be a doormat. I often teach people about the difference between forgiving and having grace and mercy, because someone has mistakenly taught us that letting go and forgiving means that you have to allow the offender to have close proximity back into your life. No, 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 no. Forgiveness only releases the person from the spiritual consequences. So I accept your apology. Now you're released from the spiritual consequences of the bondage of the sin of what has occurred. And now you are free to be free in God. In other words, now I'm not going to despise your praise. I'm not going to side-eye you praising and worshiping God because the spiritual release has come. But the natural consequences of your action may still be there. And the natural consequences may be that I choose not to go back into fellowship with you. That's called grace and mercy. If you don't believe me, Jesus already set the example or the precedence for this when he told the thief on the cross who asked for forgiveness, "This day you shall be with me in paradise." In other words, I forgive you. And because I forgive you, you are released spiritually, so now you can go to heaven. But the natural consequence of your sin or your offense of the thievery, he didn't remove. He didn't bring the cross. That's called grace and mercy when you give someone another chance that they do not deserve. So in letting go, you also have to begin to figure out, you know, do I also want to have grace and mercy to go back into fellowship? Sometimes you really don't have a choice because it may be your family. It may be my family. But no matter what, you still must give the ultimate change of the nature of the heart to God. That's how you let go. God, I can't change his heart. I can't change her heart. God, I can't do anything about their mind, but I can give it to you. I can go into prayer. I can intercede. I can lift them up, because if I lift them up, Father, then you will draw. You will change them. And if it's me, you'll change me, learning how to relinquish and let go. Our time is almost run. We got to go into prayer. Isn't this some good teaching? I'm going to finish this with part two on tomorrow. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We just say thank you. Father, we honor you for the power and the knowledge to know that we do not have to fight every battle. We don't have to be Wonder Woman. We don't have to be Superman. But Father, that we have the ability to relinquish our situations and our loved ones to you, not being afraid of the enemy any longer, not being dismayed at the enemy any longer, but saying, I give this to you, God. I come and I lay my burdens at your feet, Father. I lay my fears and my anxiety. I lay my pain, Father. I lay it at your feet. Father, I lay the hurt at your feet today. Father, I lay the doubt at your feet. Father, hallelujah. This battle is no longer mine, and I give it unto you. Father, I come lifting up everyone listening now and those with whom they will share this later, that they will learn to let go, to give the battle to you, to give the battle to you, because the battle is not theirs, but it's the Lord. Now, Father, I agree for deliverance. I agree for breakthrough. I agree for release today. I agree for release. I agree for release today. In the name of Jesus, for everyone listening to Morning Motivation and everyone they love, in the name of Jesus, let us all say amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Come on and praise him. I have to give the altar call. Then I'm going to end with our task for today. Just say, I release today. Come on and say it out loud. I release today. If you are not saved, I ask you to repeat after me. Or if you're backslidden, Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent of my sin. I ask forgiveness. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Come on and praise him. Come on, everyone, just say, today I release. Today I release. Hallelujah. Let me give you our task for today. Praise the Lord. Our topic is learning how to let go. Your task for today is to call out every situation or person that still binds you. Call their names out into the atmosphere. And then say, I release you unto the Lord. And whenever that encounters you again or engages you again today, say, enough. The battle is not mine any longer. All right? I want you to stop letting people live in your soul and your mind rent free. Remember, text MM to 33222 now to follow Morning Motivation and get this message on your cell phone at 8 a.m. so you can share it with others.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta do something. It's all right to crawl before you walk. Yeah. It's all right to walk before you run. Yeah. But if you wanna get what you never got, gotta do something that you never got.
Let me tell you something. You better loose the chains that continue to bind you. Let go. Give it to the Lord. Send me your testimonies at fieldoffire.com. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30. Release today.